Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua chapters 4 to 6. Our faith and trust in God will deliver us from future judgment. It is through a great miracle from God that the Israelites under the leadership of Joshua crossed the Jordan River. However, the Israelites faced an impenetrable city, Jericho, which was doomed for destruction. However, we read about something very remarkable. God spared a prostitute and her family alive from death. We read in Joshua chapter 6 verse 17 like this: "Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent." We again read in Joshua chapter 6 verse 25: "And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had." Why was Rahab the harlot and her family spared when all the other Jericho inhabitants were killed? By birth, Rahab was an Amorite who was condemned for God's judgment, and we read that in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 17 and 18. By profession, Rahab was a prostitute and condemned for judgment. However, Rahab is commended for her faith in God. We read in Psalms 87 verse 4, "I will make mention of Rahab to those who know me." We again read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 31, "By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace." What was Rahab's faith confession? In her own words to the two Jewish spies, this is what she said, and we read in Joshua chapter 2 verse 11, "As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." So Rahab's faith in God caused her to receive the spies in peace and even hide them from the king of Jericho, even risking her own life. We read in James chapter 2 verse 25 about that. "Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them another way?" Rahab expressed her faith in God, and God honored that in sparing her life along with her family in the midst of God's judgment against Jericho. We know that she got absorbed in the Jewish community. And we read in Joshua chapter 6 verse 25, "So she dwells in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho." Finally, she ended up in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ as the great grandmother of the Messiah. And we read that in Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. Let us always remember that it is our faith and trust in God's redeeming grace that will deliver us from God's future judgment as well.